Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Lamed Gimel. And Shabbos Lamed Gimel, of course, is the Lag Ba'Omer Gemara, the story of Shimon Ba'Yochai in the cave with his son. But before that, the Gemara started off by saying, on Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan Askara Ba'ala Olam. Askara, which is a terrible illness, Rashi explains, Choli Amaskal B'Me'ayim V'Gomer B'Garom. A illness that starts in the stomach, the intestines, it goes into the throat. So by a throat ailment, that illness comes for which sins? So the Gemara says, Al HaMaiser, if somebody doesn't take off Maiser properly, right, if somebody eats Tevel, Rav Lazar B'Yabiyosi, Omar Al-Lashon Hara, Rav Shimon Levi says, based on Psukim, what this is, then Rav Lazar B'Yabiyosi, is he, the Gemara asks, is he Al-Lashon Hara also, or only Lashon Hara? But then there are a couple of other suggestions based on trying to figure out what his shita is. The Gemara quotes the Brisa of Kishenech Nosu Rabosina LeKaren B'Yavne. When they went into Karen B'Yavne, there were the great rabbis there, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon. And this question was, Ma kezu mipnei ma matzchalas mipnei ma'ayim v'gomeres pepeh? Why is this? What sin causes this illness also? Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi says, one opinion. Rabbi Yossi says, because they eat Tvarim Temeim or they eat Tvarim Shinim Sukanim. Nene Rabbi Shimon Va'omer, Ba'avon Bittul Torah. The reason that the sin comes is because of Bittul Torah. Rashi says, De'onush Nami Misa, Kid'amran Mikra Nidash Lefne Fanav, Laman Yirbu Yemechem, Ha'im Lo Tilmadu Yisma'atu. Laman Yirbu Yemechem, that Pasuk in Shema is referring to right beforehand, which is Mezuzah, and before that, which is Talmud Torah. So, Ba'avon Bittul Torah, there is no Arichas Yamim. So, Amrullah, the Gemara says, Nashim Yochicha, what about women? Women are not mitzuvah al Talmud Torah, as Rashi quotes the Gemara elsewhere, and they die by askara. So answer this, says the Gemara, Shemavatlo says Baalayim. They cause bittul Torah of their husbands who have a chiyuv. Ask the Gemara, Nachrim Yochichu, what about Nachrim, non-Jews? Shemavatlan es Yisrael. They cause bittul Torah of Yisrael. So that's why they're also related to bittul Torah. Tinokos Yochichu, what about children? They're not b'nei limud. Mevatlan es Aviyam. They also cause Bittul Torah of their fathers. What about babies? So where it says, Hassan, there's a different reason. Okay, either way, the Gemara here notes that women and Nachum are both Pturas from Talmud Torah. So we can speak about either of them, so we'll choose one of them for today, and that is the issue of non-Jews and Talmud Torah. Non-Jews and Talmud Torah. So the Gemara here says, takes it as a Davar Pasha, that non-Jews are not Chayiv in Talmud Torah. There are two Gemaras that have two different formulations relating to the issue of non-Jews and Talmud Torah. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin on Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, that a Goy that is Osik Batorah Chayiv Misa. The focus is on the Goy. Why? Why is he Chayiv Misa? It's not one of the Shrei Mitzvos. Says the Gemara, yes it is. Shenemar Torah Tzivalonu Moshe Mo Rasha. Mo Rasha, Kihilas Yaakov Torah is a Mo Rasha to us. Lanu Mo Rasha. Lanu Mo Rasha v'lo lahem. It's a Mo Rasha to us and not to them. That's the Gemara. Says the Gemara, V'lech Shvei Nami Gabi Sheva Mitzvah. So why isn't it included in Sheva Mitzvah Svei Noach? It's not one of the big three, or Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Eivor Menachai, Birchas Hashem, Gezel, Dinim. Says the Gemara, yes it is. Mandar Mo Rasha, the one who learns it out from this pasuk that we just mentioned, Mo Rasha, Migzal Kagazole. So it's ours, it's our heritage, and they're stealing it, because it's ours, Mo Rasha. Mandar Mo Rasa, and the one who darshins, Al Tikri Mo Rasha, Ela Mo Rasa. So, Dino Kanara Mo Rasa, the Beskila, and they're violating, and therefore it is either included in Gezel or included in Gilui Arayos. That's one Gemara. We'll get to the best from the rest of that Gemara a little bit later. But the Gemara says, if you look in Chagiga, Daf Yud Gimel, it's a different formulation. Amar Rabbi Ami, Ein Mostrin Divrei Torah Lo Avdei Kochavim. The focus is on the Jews. We're not allowed to give Torah to the non-Jews. Shene'amar Lo Asa Chen L'chol Goy U'mishpatim Bal Yida'um. Hashem did not let them have it known to them. Right, Tosfos there in Chagiga discusses why isn't it if a Goy can't learn because of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, so why do you need a separate limud for a motion to return la'akum? Isn't it just lifnei iver lo si de michshol? So that's the Tosfos discussion there. That is not for us. That's the source of non-Jews staying away from Talmud Torah. The Rambam has a beautiful formulation of the svara, or some element behind this. The Rambam puts together in the same halacha, in Hilchas Malachim, Perek Yud Halacha Tes, the same two halachos that are not connected in the Gemara. A goy is not allowed to learn Torah, a goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Those two are connected. So what do those have to do with each other? So the Rambam tells us, Akam she'asek batorah chayim misa, lo yasog el b'sheva mitzvos shalahen bilvad, only their own sheva mitzvos, v'chein akam she'shavas afilu biyom yimos achol, im asula atzmo kavo Shabbos chayim misa. A guy that is keep Shabbos or a guy that learns Torah, they're both chayim misa. They're both not allowed. Vein sar chlamer v'asamoy laatzmo. Why? Klalo shel davar ein manichin osan lachadish das. We don't allow the non-Jew to make up their own religion. Make up their own religion and to do mitzvahs for themselves. Ella o ye gert tzedek v'yekabal kol mitzvos. Either, you have 613, be a gert tzedek and be makabal the mitzvos. O yamod b'taraso v'lo yosef v'lo yigra. Or do this focus on the seven. That's it. Meaning, if Torah and Shabbos are so defining that if a guy is involved in those mitzvos, it's not just a guy who's doing those mitzvos. It's a guy who's creating a new religion because those mitzvahs are so defining to who we are. The Masak Batorah, O Shavas, O Chidesh Davar, Makinoso Va'onchinoso, and he is not allowed to do this. The Rambam puts together Shabbos and Torah because those are defining, and there's the Tishtush HaGvulim, there's the blurring of the lines of Jew and non-Jew. The Judaism does not believe that everybody should become Jewish, right? Unlike other religions who go out and proselytize and missionize and try to get everybody to be their religion. Judaism does not. Judaism acknowledges and recognizes a purpose for every person in the world, be they Jew or be they non-Jew. Nobody, that's fine. But there can't be a tishtush, there can't be a blurring of the lines of these two. That's the Rambam in Malachim. The Me'iri in Sanhedrin, on that Gemara, in Sanhedrin and Tess, has a little more practical approach. And that is, if somebody is involved in Torah or Shabbos, then people are going to think they're Jewish, and it can lead to problems. V'chein adin emasak b'torah, shalo l'kavana, kavanas kiyum ikari mitzvoseha, ela shalibo chafetz, le'ireid li'yedias torasenu b'talmudenu, even if they're not doing it l'shem shamayim, they're just doing it because it's interesting. Roy le'anesh, mebnei shebnei adam svurin alav, shu mishalanu, mitoch sharon oso yodeya, v'yavo l'tao zacharav, it could lead to assimilation, and therefore, it shouldn't be done even without proper kavanas. Okay, so this is what our Gemara assumes here in Shabbos Lama Gimel, that a goy is not mitzuveh in mitzvos, and the only reason that he's connected to Talmud, and he's not allowed to learn Torah, and he's only connected to Bittul Torah because he causes the Bittul of the Jews. There are, though, many exceptions to this rule. Many exceptions to this rule in terms of teaching Torah to non-Jews. Shilas come up all the time. There's a non-Jew at a Seder. There's a non-Jew in the office. There's a non-Jew that sends an email. Right? Are there any limitations? And what are the limitations of the Issa? So foremost, obviously, like all other areas of Halacha, Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh is Dochep. This Isser, as well as all other Isserim. We learned that from a fascinating Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Ches, where the Gemara says, on Lamed Ches, on Aleph Tana Rabbana, Kvar Shilcha Malchus Romi, Shnei Sardiyato Zitzach Chachma Yisrael. The Malchus Romi, they sent two officers to the wise men of Israel, Limdunu Taraschem, teach us your Torah. They rather to get Torah taught to them. And what happened? The Chazal taught it to them. Kiru Vishanu Vishileshu. They learned, they taught it twice, three times. And they learned all of Torah, these officers from Rome, B'shas P'tirasem, when they were leaving, Amrulam, they said, Tikdachnu B'chol Taraschem. We understood it. We were medaktik in your whole Torah. Emesu Chutz Midavar Zeh, except for one thing. Except for one halacha that we think is racist and biased, and we don't understand it. And this is why it's in Baba Kama. Shatem Amrim Sharshi Yisrael Shorach Asher Shokanani. Pater. Shokanani Shorach Asher Yisrael. Beit HaMeimur Chai, Mishalem Nezek Shalem, and Mimanavshach, if a guy's ox and a Jew's ox score each other, there should be equal and parallel halachos. So we don't like that halacha, but V'davar Zeh Modinot Anu L'Malchus. But we're not going to tell them, because we found everything else fitting and appropriate. That's the Gemara. Say as Tosfos, two opposite questions. Number one, ask Tosfos, how do they teach Torah to the non-Jews? How they teach Torah? V'im Torah, v'arminim b'chagiga, ha'malami Torah lo v'kochavim over basay. Right, Tosfos, Tosfos, Gemara, chagiga, that you can't teach Torah to non-Jews. Answers Tosfos, number one, pikuach nefesh. Don't believe yesh lomar, debal karcha chasu, api divrei ha'moshel, v'lo nischai v'limsar atzman. Right, they didn't have to be moser nefesh. Number two, inami asu asmo kigerim. Number two, maybe they made themselves look like a converse. By the way, Tosfos says on the first day that it was pikuach nefesh. The marshal on the toast was asked, so why did they say this halacha about shor shel akum, shor shel goy? Isn't that pikuach nefesh? So how did they allow themselves to say that? Sounds like that would have been pretty bad. That might have cost them their life. So the marshal has a famous comment here in the Yamshal Shlomo that maybe that would be a ziyuf ha-Torah, a misrepresentation of the Torah. And misrepresentation of the Torah is itself maybe yahari val yavar in certain regards. Again, an important lashon of the marshal on that Tosaf. But that's the first exception to the rule, right? Pikuach Nefesh. In the Chubas Mimah Makim, Chubas of Rav Ashri from the Shoah, he also has this discussion in Chelek Aleph Simon Yudalid, Rachman al Islan. It was Rosh Chodesh Adar in 1942, and they, a Nazi, you know, forced somebody, they gave him a Gemara and said, start teaching me. So obviously, start teaching me, and he wasn't going to take it over for an answer, so that itself is another exception to the rule. So that is number one, pikuach nefesh. But there are other categories of exceptions to the rule also. So the category of an exception could be only certain parts of Torah are included in the Isser. Certain parts of Torah. First and foremost, the Gemara says. That Gemara that we started off with in Sanhedrin, Daf Nuntes. The Gemara continues and asks a question after saying that there's an Isser. The Gemara says, Meisvei, Hayarbi Meir Omer, Minayin Shafilo Obikochavim Osik Batorah, Shuka Kohen Gadol. How do I let a Goy who's Osik Batorah is like the Kohen Gadol? He's great. Shademar Asher Yasa Osama Adam Bachaybohem. Answers the Gemara, Hasam b'sheva mitzvos ditu. Regarding the sheva mitzvos, Rashi there, oskin behalachos osan sheva mitzvos lios bekiyin bahen. It could be osik. You could have shirim on sheva mitzvos be'noach, the Noachai laws. So the Gemara says that's already an exception to the rule. Those are mitzvos that are shayach to them, and therefore maybe not only are they allowed to learn about those mitzvos, they have to learn about those mitzvos. Lahavdil, like the Ramah says in Yeridea, women have plenty to learn, an obligation. They have to learn dal chalkei shulchan aruch. And therefore, says the Gemara, that Sheva Mitzvos Be'Noach are not included in that regard. If you look in the Malami Lahoil, Rav David C. Huffman in Yeridea and Simenai in Zayin, he has a question, again, that comes up in various contexts, and he speaks about what if you have somebody, a non-Jew, who's sitting in the class, your principal, and of a school, and there are Jews and non-Jews sitting in the class. Yesh bi kilati, right? Remember, 1800s. Ish acher sheish lo ben meisha nachriya. V'habenu kfar ben teshanim. He's 9 years old. Ve'eno mahul. V'u nachri gamor. He's a guy. V'u yoshe besoch tinokos ha-yehudim. Lo modas yehudis. And he's sitting there and learning. He's in a Jewish school. So how do you get around that? V'yavro teshi lo modas yehudis. And the Jewish father wants him to learn. Vani eni odea ata malasos shafimaya efsherli. Maybe I could talk to him. Ulai ladabra alev haav la mulas beno lat bil kedengir mato elas yishlanu begerim keela. Asher beli savigay mechal shabbos v'olvar kol mitzvahs. I don't know if it's not a schus, right? You have to, it's a schus to become a Jew, but if it's going to be a case where the Jew is not going to keep mitzvahs, so maybe it's not going to be a schus for them, and therefore he shouldn't teach him Torah. But the shaila that was asked to Rav David Zvi Huffman and the Malami Lahoil is, how can he teach the Torah? What about the fact that one is not allowed to teach a non-Jew Torah? So he continues and says, Apiza Nirali, Gam Bisipure Torah Hakdosha, Mutter Lalamdo, Kideshayire Maisenisim Sha'asa Hashem Li Yisrael. Again, another one of the exceptions to the rule. Maybe it's mutter to teach a non-Jew inspirational stories of the Torah. Ukadesha Yakir Gvuraso Vigalash Lakarish Barhu. So they can recognize the godless of Hashem. Vimaname Avodazara. She Rishona Mishav Mitzvos Be'Noach. If we teach them about the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even through Tanakh, says the Malami Lahoel, so maybe that's mutter, because that's part of one of the Sheva Mitzvos Be'Noach, like the Gemara says, like we started off with. You brought Sanhedrin and Tess, Sheva Mitzvos are not included. So therefore here too, if you teach them about Emuna, that would be something that would be okay. V'malamdenes mi l'misheina osev ena mitzuba lasos zechil hadas v'gam anotzrim lo yilamdu beit sefer das notzris liyehudi sheina rosalios notzri v'ena lomid rakadei leida maisa notzrim. So again, one has to be very careful. But again, this is a very serious shaila that comes up if there are non-Jews in the audience. So again, certain parts of Torah could be excluded from the Isser, mitzvot that are shayach to them. Emuna, if you look on the Shilta Giborim and Avodah Zarah Daf Yud, he also says, V'nira be'enai, she Yisrael shemalamdo Torah, harehu over alifne ivre lo site mechsho, lo kolze ela b'torah Torah asay u matatia. Let me just write the, find the line, u matatia, shenistava benli Yisrael, avol neviim uksuvim, Nira be'enai shemutu lalamdo. Tanakh. Ketitcha goy Tanakh. Sheroa bohen nechamos. And he sees the nechamos that happened ha'amurim li Yisrael. V'tshuvos she'asu. If you see the Jewish history, Jewish history and the Nechamos, I mean, parts of Malachim and Yishayim and Yecheskel aren't so great regarding Am Yisrael. But again, inspirational parts of Tanakh that talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love of Am Yisrael, if that could be done in an inspirational way, so that also could be allowed. The Rambam also, at the end of it, was Maaser Karbanos. The Rambam has, in the last halacha of Maaser Karbanos, he talks about that a non-Jew, as we know, is allowed to bring a karban. Hashochei kachin nachim b'chutz chai. V'chein amalo osam b'chutz. There's an issue of shchute chutz for a karban of a guy. V'aser l'sayon v'laso shlichusan. Shaineser aleinu l'akri b'chutz. And if a guy wants to bring a karban b'chutz, so we're not allowed to help him. U'mutter l'horos lahem u'lalamdom heich yakrivu l'shem akel barachu. You can teach them laws of akravas karbanos. If they're doing shchut, if a guy is not a mitzuve in shchute chutz, and if he wants to know how to shach properly, talk to his brachu, you're allowed to help him. So again, this is category one. Certain parts of Torah are included, mitzvos that are shayach to them. That's the Gemara, that's the Malami Lahoel, that's Nevi'im Ksuvim possibly, and that's Hilchos Karbanos. Part one. Part two. It could be, according to some, that maybe only Torah Shebal Peh is included in the Isser. And not Torah Shebechsav. Not Torah Shebechsav. If you look at the Gemara in Meseches Baba Basra, the Gemara Baba Basra seems to say this, the Maritz Chayis, in a Sota Daf Lamed Hei says this Beferish. Kvar necholku aposkim, bein Torah Shebechsav, le Torah Shebalpeh. De Asur, avol Torah Shebechsav Shari, the Iker Hadalo Nitnu Torah Shebalpeh, Bechsav, Kadesh Lo Yomra, Umos Yisrael Manachnu. The fact that Gemara, he doesn't quote it, the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach, it says that Torah Shebalpeh is the special covenant that B'nai Yisrael have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what's excluded. That's what's excluded. Torah Shebechsav is not excluded. Right? And therefore, it is Mutter, rather than Itziv says, it's a Beferish Chazal. Right? We know that Moshe Rabbeinu and Chaisa wrote the Torah in all 70 languages. Right on the rocks before they went in. So why they write them? For the Jews that would know all 70 languages and go into Galus and then need the 70 languages, to know them to be understood? No! Says in Itziv, it must be for the Goyim. That's what he writes in Beis Ayin Zayin. Mashakaz of Rika Yosef, the Zebechlal Emosu and Divertor Lanachri, Lo Niriklal, the Afilo Laman, Lo Motor Shebechsav Lanachri, Ain Isser, Vashem Tziva Lyoshua, Lichtova Torah Beshivim Lashon, Beshivil Umosa Olam, Upirish Mishpatim Bal Yidda Hudinim Anilman Michukea Torah, Shinidrashes Bohem. That's all the Torah Shebal Peh, all the Drashes Chazal. That's what's not supposed to be learned with them, and therefore, that is mutter. So again, what do we say so far? Number one, pikuach nefesh is obviously an exception to the rule. Number two, only certain parts of Torah are included, meaning mitzvot that are shach to them are not included. Torah Shebal Peh is not included. There are also the marsha on that Gemara in Chagiga. Ein mosrin divrei Torah la'akum. What is mosrin? Mosrin means giving over the Mesorah. It's talking about the secrets and what could be written, right? Lo Ka'amar, ein melamdin Torah, lo v'diko chavim. Ein mosrin. Mosrin means the secrets of the Torah. And that's alluded to even in a little Rashi. Rashi in the end of Ksubis, on the famous Gemara of the Shalosh Shvuos. Right, the Gemara says there, lo yegalu es hasod, is one of the isurim, so to speak. One of the Shvuos that we took. What does that Rashi say? Amrila tameh ha-Torah. The ideas behind the Torah, the secrets of the Torah. So that's what's usher to give over to the guy. The guy asks a certain halacha, just what does Judaism say about a certain event, a certain idea? So that would be okay. And finally, the last, actually two more, quickly. It could be that it's limited to certain non-Jews, right? As you would have guessed, the Meiri. Right, the Meiri writes this in a few places in Avodah Zarah. The Meiri says many times, these halachas only apply to the idolaters. But nowadays, we don't have the idolaters, and therefore, it would be mutter. So he says that there too in Chagiga. Ein mosrin sisrei Torah. He also uses that lashon. Sisrei Torah. Elo la'adam hagun. Vein mosrin sisrei Torah lagoy, v'humi she'oved le'elilim, u'letzva ha'shamayim. Shemeachar shukofar bi'ikr, heichanam lamdan ozo Torah. Right, that's who is being referred to. The Meiri says that in Chagiga, only to the real idolaters. But most non-Jews, it says in the Meiri in his day, and in our day, they wouldn't be included in the Isser, and it would be okay. The Rambam himself in the Tshuva, in the Per Hador, talks about Chilukim. He says you could teach it to Christians and to others who believe in the idea of Schar Va'onesh and Torah Min HaShamayim. Right, that would be okay, even though the Rambam holds that Christianity is Avodah Zarah. So it's kind of the opposite of the Meiri. Even though they're all the Avodah Zarah, but still there wouldn't be an issue to teach them Torah if they believe in in Torah Shemin HaShemayim and Schar Va'onesh, and that's one example of non-Jews that are excluded, and obviously what we discussed in 2 days ago, the Gemara of Hillel, and Hillel starts teaching the Geirim Torah. Obviously, the Marsha says if a Goy is Omid his Gayer and interested in that way, then obviously he's allowed to teach Torah in that way as well. Finally, the last exception to the rule, again, number one, Pikuach Nefesh, number two, certain parts of Torah, number three, specific non-Jews, number four, maybe only in specific forums and ways that it is taught. Is it a problem? The Turei Evan writes in Chagiga on that Gemara, maybe it only applies to learning it bekvius, like to have a chavrusa, right? Derech Arai would be okay. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin writes that maybe it's only be'iyun, right? Having a shir be'iyun with them. If I could find it, it's Rabbi Yaakov Emdin there in the Gemara Sanhedrin. I'm going to look it up now. But maybe just quote the last source, and that is Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe has two tshuvas relating to this discussion, and he writes in Yeridea Beis Kuflamid Beis Pashal Ani Yazdaiti to Mashamar Rabbi Ami B'Chagike Most Nivetor LaAkum Zeo Dafka B'Shakavanaso LaMosram LaHaAkum Aval K'Shakavanas HaLome Divrei Torah Hu LaLom Dam Ba'atzmo ULaMosram LiYehudim Anim Sham Lo Nasar Machmas Shenimsham Sham Gam Akum Shagam Ken Yishma Meilo Divrei Torah. If there are guys who happen to be sitting there too, but your kavan is to the Jews, then there's not a problem. Rav Moshe says it's by a classroom, and he says it's by a seder. By a seder, if there's a non-Jew at a seder, so then one would be okay because would be allowed because your kavan is not to teach the non-Jews, it's to teach the Jews that are there, and therefore it would be okay. So after the dust settles, we see that even though our Gemara here, Shabbos Lama Gimel, tells us that goyim are excluded from Talmud Torah. And the Bittul Torah is only because they caused the Jews to be Mevatel Torah. And it's based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Chagiga that Goyim are not allowed to learn Torah, we're not allowed to teach Torah to non-Jews. But as we see, there are many, many exceptions to the rule in terms of flexibility in different contexts and in different forums. And we should just be zocher to be able to learn Torah ourselves and follow all the halachas related to Talmud Torah. Okay, we'll stop here.